This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Well, it was a gift with a capital G. Real estate developer and Miami Dolphins owner Stephen Ross made major headlines last month with an eye-popping $200 million gift to the University of Michigan. His donation is earmarked for the U of M Athletic Department and to the business school that already bears his name from an earlier gift of $113 million. What goes into these huge gifts? What do the donors expect for their generosity? How deeply do major donors like Stephen Ross influence higher education in America? Well, joining us for this conversation is Dr. John Burkhart. He directs the National Center for Institutional Diversity at the University of Michigan, and he's the special assistant to the provost for university engagement, and he's kind enough to join us now in the studio. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you. This is great. What a wonderful conversation to have.
Yep, and it sounds like something that has been going on. Certainly there's been highly successful fundraising happening, not just at the University of Michigan, but big institutions, big donors. And so not just to focus the spotlight on U of M, when any university gets a large donation, just how beholden does it make the university to the donor?
Well, this is a question that we've been talking about for hundreds of years in American higher education. And the answer is, there's an influence there, and the influence is something that people sometimes are quite concerned about. But in the case of this particular gift, it actually has sparked something that I think is quite interesting, quite important. A tension gets created between the values that are expressed and held by many of us on the campus, and it's a dynamic tension. And so Ross's gift, that generosity, has many people thinking, what do we do now to make sure that the balance of values at a place like the University of Michigan is faithfully represented?
And how do you see this particular gift when he looks at athletics, he looks at the business school that clearly he already thinks much of, the donation and the beautiful building that's there that bears his name? How does that gift sync up with the values of the
university? Well, he's an investor. This is where his resources originate. And Stephen Ross has put something on the table. As great investors do, they make a statement with the financial moves that surround them. We're all celebrating across the campus, but the key point is we're celebrating it in different ways.
How so?
Well, I think that we need to pay attention to what went along with the announcement of the Ross gift. He not only made a magnificent gift on behalf of the university in two large areas, he also committed to being the leader of the upcoming campaign that will be announced early in November. And in that role, he will be involved in countless conversations across the country with people who may see the university in different ways than he does. Mm-hmm. He's obviously lifted the bar, but he's also said, I want to be in those discussions that, in effect, are going to provide contested ideas about what Michigan should be in the future.
To those who say he's not an educator, why should someone who is, you know, a successful business person be in the conversations of what higher ed should be? Not just Stephen Ross, but big donors across the country and the foundations, the philanthropists.
Well,
do they have a place at the table?
They certainly do. I'm an educator, and I frankly would feel bereft if I wasn't being influenced by the world around me. What matters is not defined entirely between East University and State Street. Mm-hmm. I think that a question of the sort that you're asking is what's the appropriate role for the private sector to influence the values that are mediated on the university campus? We might even ask, what role should the public sector, what role should legislators play in determining the direction of the University of Michigan? And does that role become less emphatic with the decline of public resources?
Correct.
So we're in a very dynamic situation. And I'm pleased that someone like Stephen Ross is willing to put his money on the table to launch this conversation. But it's the conversation that matters.
I'm speaking with Dr. John Burkhart, who directs the National Center for Institutional Diversity at the University of Michigan, as we look at big donors, big gifts made to institutions across the country, certainly not just to the University of Michigan. And it makes me wonder, as you put these together and you see these donations coming, what kinds of conversations happen, perhaps probably behind closed doors, in a sense of a donor whose values may not reflect that of the university's?
Well, this is always a challenge. Yeah. The university has a very wide set of values, and while it's the responsibility of the president and members of the board to represent them, I think that President Coleman is quite aware, because of her engagement throughout higher education, that the values don't line up in some perfect, clear, explicit statement.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to find individuals who want to move the institution in different ways. There was a point in time when people felt that we needed to have women's colleges. And it was a controversial idea then when we started to admit women to the medical school here. It was described as a great experiment. Now we look back and say, my gosh, of course that was the right thing to do. But
so there might be a point of no return. There's a breaking point, if you will, where an institution may say, you know what, thanks, but no thanks.
Well, absolutely. And I guess it is obvious to say those gifts are never announced. So my guess is that there are not only cases where the institution in its wisdom has to close off a conversation that might otherwise result in a gift. There's probably even more instances where the discourse between the potential donor and the university leadership results in a solution that does accommodate the intent of the donor within the broad framework of values that we hold.
I have to wonder, John, are these big donations creating a two-tier system with, you have like the big names like Michigan who attract a Helen Zeller or Stephen Ross? Can the smaller, lesser known schools attract big bucks donations, or are they, you know, are they losing out to powerful elite institutions
elite donors? A real problem if you take higher education as a broad mm-hmm. system rather than institution by institution.
Yes.
Clearly, the ability to attract the kind of attention that the Ross gift has is something that is available to places like the University of Michigan. We just completed a study where we looked at Hispanic-serving institutions throughout the country, and these are the places where many of our future Latino students are going to go. They, frankly, don't have the capacity to raise the kind of money that mm-hmm. would allow them to lower student debt at the end of college years, or build the facilities, or
have the resources.
Yes, mm-hmm. So there clearly is a challenge in this regard. I don't know if the challenge is rooted in the dynamics of higher education as much as it might be part of a society where frequently power accumulates and wealth begets wealth. And so the University of Michigan benefits from that because of our history and the success of our alums. But all of us who care about education in society worry about issues of affordability and access for individuals who aren't coming to Ann Arbor.
And from all of this, for those who worry that we're outsourcing parts of our nation's higher education policy to the big donors and to the private philanthropic sector, what do you say to that?
Well, I think that's something that we really need to be paying attention to in this generation, in part because it reflects a diminished public investment in our colleges and universities. And
meaning somebody has to take up the slack.
Well, yes, and philanthropy is unlikely, probably unable, to substitute from adequate public support. And if the result is that fewer people are able to benefit from attending college and universities, or we do evolve into the system of haves and have-nots, I mean educationally, mm-hmm. where we end up with a separate but unequal system of higher education across the country, that does not bode well for our democratic practice. That does not bode well for what I think we seek in the kind of nation we've described for ourselves.
Dr. John Burkhart directs the National Center for Institutional Diversity at the University of Michigan and also the Special Assistant to the Provost for University Engagement. And he was kind enough to join us here in the studio.